And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get going for you right now. And the Saginaw Township Police are warning residents about a new phone scam. Officials say callers are posing as a police lieutenant and claiming a rental car tied to the victim had been impounded. The caller then demands payment using gift cards. Police stress that this is fraudulent and remind the public that law enforcement will never request money in that form. Residents are urged to avoid sharing personal information over the phone and to report any suspicious calls to authorities. And Judge Ferris presided over a plea cutoff hearing in Huron County District Court for Evan Blake Shimka. The charges stem from a shoplifting incident and bad acts at the Walmart. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani represented the people, while Attorney Michelle Siv represented the defendant. An offer was presented where Mr. Shimka would plead guilty or no contest to the charge, with the prosecution agreeing to not seek upfront jail time. Restitution was noted as applicable but not present in this case. Shimka rejected this offer, and the court's scheduling a final pretrial and trial and notify both the defendant and his attorney of the dates of each. And new attention is being drawn to the background of Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, as she is considered a leading contender for the Democratic nomination for governor. Reports highlight her past role on the board of Southern Poverty Law Center, where she served from 2014 to 2019. That organization has recently faced legal scrutiny, including a federal indictment alleging financial misconduct involving funds distributed to extremist groups. Benson had previously taken part in initiatives that received backing from organizations linked to George Soros, as well as other progressive advocacy groups that operate through limited disclosure funding channels. Benson has also publicly discussed earlier work with the group as a young researcher, gathering information on hate organizations. In addition, her involvement in a 2022 national task force backed by the Open Society Foundations is being noted. The initiative focused on expanding the role of state and local governments in international policy discussions, including issues like climate change and migration. The developments are adding to the conversation surrounding Benson's record as Michigan's gubernatorial race begins to take shape. And we will be right back after this brief PSA.
We are all for first-time guests and longtime friends. All for first light and starlight. For road trips and trail runs. All for mountaintops and monuments. River bends and battlefields. We're all for showing up and giving back. To protect, to preserve, to pass it on. All parks depend on us, and we're all for parks. Join us at nationalparks.org/allforparks.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.